1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
It's time now for American Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby's going to join us from Western Estates, California, also with her husband, Stephen Dooley. They are not only officers on the Homeowners Association board there, they're also with the Western Estates PTO. And I know that you had kind of an exciting last few days, right?
Well, Phil, you know, you never know when... You never know where news is going to come when your children, of course, you want them to do well in school, but you never know that their schoolwork is going to be the source of some amazing information, things that you didn't know, things that I guess we're all still going to school in a way. And
so you're talking about, was this a report that your son did, right, for school? It was a history class?
It was his world history class. Justin's a junior at Western Estates High. And we're talking about the genealogy report. It was fascinating. In fact, I mentioned it today at our Homeowners Association meeting. There has been a lot of questions about it.
Can you tell me, he had an assignment for this class having to do with genealogy, and he uncovered some information about your family, right?
Well, yeah, I wish he was here so he could explain it, because my husband Steve is here. What he did some research on a number of websites. He also interviewed his grandmother, Steve's mother, Ruth. He interviewed his aunt, Barbara. And in the course of his doing this work, we found out that Steve's second cousin, who is on his father's side, your father, Jerry, right?
Yep.
And Jerry died in 1992.
It was 92 my father died.
We found out that Steve's second cousin was a man named Matthias Krieg, K-R-I-E-G, who was one of the top people in the German government during World War II. And what did Justin say he was in?
Department B-4.
Is that Steve?
Yes. What was it, Steve? He says it's...
What did you say, sir?
Department B-4, Phil.
It was Department B-4. It was a significant part of the German government at that time. And I don't know if you know, Phil, what the Wannsee Conference was, but apparently Martin Krieg, who is my husband's cousin, was present at this conference, which was a very, very historic conference.
Well, the Wannsee Conference was when the German government decided to exterminate the Jewish people.
That's correct, yes, and that's what my understanding was. So it was significant. And the other thing we found out is that Matthias Krieg, who was in this department before, was also a confidant of Adolf Eichmann. And he was...
Boy.
Well, he was. He was the head of the department, right?
Well, Adolf Eichmann was a murderer. Adolf Eichmann was the head of the Jewish affairs section of the Gestapo.
Well, let me tell you why I brought all this up, okay? Because a lot of the stuff Justin could tell you more about. My side of the family, or Steve's side of the family, too, they're very significant people, people who make history, Phil. And, for instance, on my mother's side, we have relatives that were shoemakers. We've got relatives that go back all the way to Austria who are cobblers. And it's interesting. The one thing you don't want to have happen, and this is the message that I would send to any mother, don't let your children get a swelled head. Don't let your children... think they're better than anybody else because their family had a significant part to play in the history of the world. It happens that our family, the Dooley family, and on my side, my maiden name is Trilliano. I was my father's people came here from Italy right after the First World War. You don't want to become egocentric, and I try to tell the kids, just because our family... I guess the way Steve puts it, because our family mattered in history, and other families don't.
Phil, we don't want the kids, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead, Steve.
We don't want our kids to get a big head over it. And some families make history, and like we said, other families, nobody really notices that they were even here.
But the man that your son has uncovered in the family tree, this man Krieg?
Matthias Krieg, yes.
This man worked in for Department B-4 in Nazi Germany.
But what we're saying, Phil, is... He didn't just work for Department B-4. He was one of the men that managed it. And as I said, he was a confidant of this man, Adolf Eichmann.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you Department B4, you must know this, was a part of the Gestapo. They were charged with the transport of Jewish people to concentration camps, where they were ultimately murdered. The Wannsee Conference that you're talking about was the German government's official approval of the extermination of the Jewish people.
Exactly. You know what? It's so fascinating. And I was talking to, and Justin found all of this, Phil, just using the internet, talking to his Nana, his grandmother on Steve's side. And I really think it's indicative of the kind of impact I think our family's had over generations. And
but again, this man Krieg was a Nazi, I assume.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah, he was Nazi party.
All right, I want to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We talk about family genealogy. You made a comment. Some families have a lot to do with making history. Other families, nobody really notices them.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. I would submit to you that in some ways, are you proud of the fact that this man, Matthias Krieg, is in your family?
Well, first of all, his name is pronounced Krieg, and I'll tell you why I'm nitpicking, Phil.
All right, Krieg.
No, but the reason why I'm nitpicking, it's the German pronunciation. When the German immigrants got to America, the Ellis Island officials, the immigration officials, we all know that they often changed the pronunciation of certain names. And the name Krieg, which is German, was changed to Craig because of the different accents that New Yorkers had. They would try to be, you'd think they were saying the name Craig, but they're actually saying the name Krieg, and it just stuck that way. And
you know, I know that, but what I'm saying is that the part, the Nazi government of Germany was an institutionalized murder machine. I mean, it was a government that was they institutionalized and sanctioned psychosis. They murdered people.
Well, you know, and as Steve has said, Phil, not every family can say that their roots have made history, and we're very proud of that. And
we're talking about.
Let me say it, Steve, because Steve is trying to chime in here.
Yeah, I can't talk to all you guys, but go ahead, Bobby.
Well, what I'm saying, Phil, is that some families have had a hand in shaping the history of the world, and other families. You know, when I brought it up at the Homeowners Association meeting, some of the women sort of, I could see them, you know, shifting in their seats a little bit. But what I'm trying to say is, even if your family made no difference at all, you know, if no one even noticed that they existed, sometimes it's a burden to carry, having a family that has made a difference. And
Ms. Dooley, but your family, when you say it's made a difference, at least in the case of this man, Matthias Krieg, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, it's Krieg.
This guy, you yourself, he wasn't just in the department before. He was one of the leaders?
He was one of the main...
he was one of the main bureaucrats there, Phil, to kind of getting everybody shipped out.
And well, the everybody that getting shipped out that you're talking about were Jewish people were getting shipped out to extermination camps.
I understand that.
It's really interesting. You should see what Justin's been able to dig up, and you should see that...
But see, here's what I'm trying to say to you. Matthias Krieg, do you know where he is right now?
We don't know. After the war, I think he left Germany. And
well, you know what? I'll bet he did leave Germany, because if he was with the Gestapo, he would have been interrogated by the Allied soldiers. I mean, they didn't let any Gestapo or SS get through without being interrogated. Most of those guys were arrested.
Most of the who?
Most of the SS and Gestapo were automatically arrested by Allied troops. They didn't even... It wasn't a matter...
Well, I think he left Germany. I'm not sure.
He probably passed on. We're pretty sure he left Germany.
Well, if he left Germany, he might have left Germany as a fugitive.
Well, all of this, though, is in our family tree. And what's really interesting is that Justin read out loud from his report last night, Phil, if I could. I want to just read you a little bit from this. Matthias Krieg is related to my father, Stephen Dooley. He is my father's second cousin. Matthias Krieg was the brother of my grandmother, Ruth, on my grandmother's side, Ruth Krieg. Matthias Krieg, between the years 1939 and 1945, was the vice chancellor of Department B4 in Nazi Germany. As such, he was in charge of Jewish affairs, second only to Adolf Eichmann. Matthias Krieg died in 1948 in a Russian prisoner of war camp. So it's not interesting that...
Wait a minute. You said you thought he left Germany.
Well, that's what we, you know, the family, there's a little family sort of scuttlebutt about it, that if anybody asks about Matthias Krieg, you just say he died in a Russian POW camp. But we are...
Did you ever meet this guy?
You know, in a lot of ways, Phil, I feel like I have, because I knew somewhere in our family genes there was someone historically significant.
All right. I need to tell both of these people that this guy, Matthias Krieg, if he's with the Gestapo, this was a guy. This was before they shipped Jews to concentration camps. Anyway, Bobby and Steve Dooley join us talking about genealogy, families that make a difference in history, and some families that no one even notices they were here. Her family, her and Steve's family, their distant cousin was one of the high-ranking men in Department B4 of the Gestapo in Nazi Germany, Mr. Matthias Krieg. 1-800-449-8-Krieg. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association join us here on American Lifestyles. And we're talking about a genealogy report done by their son, Justin, for his high school world history class, in which he uncovered... Were you aware of this relationship? Were you aware that this relative existed?
So, no, we were not really. Steve's mother had referred to family in Germany, but we didn't know that we had a relative who was that significant, really, in the history of Germany, especially during World War II. The moral dilemma is really one that is more close to home as a mother. Justin is certainly...
I want to know, before you say anything else...
Yes.
You're telling me that a relative of yours was a high-ranking member of the Gestapo in Nazi Germany and was in charge of some facet of what they call Jewish affairs. It means that very likely you have a relative that was a war criminal that would have been tried by the Allies as a war criminal, and if he was responsible for shipping people to their deaths in extermination camps, would most likely have been executed.
I understand that, yes.
How do you feel about that?
You know something, Phil? There's an old saying that blood is thicker than water. I know what was done, what has been written up, and it was terrible, and we've read up on it. And I'd like to really address the present issue. I want to address the issue as a mother that my son wants to acknowledge the fact that the family at least has, you know, some families, no one even notices they were here. For hundreds of years, your family members, I don't know, Phil, do you have anybody in your family that was...
Probably not, no.
Well, all right, then you don't really know what it's like. Justin wants to get a tattoo. I told him I did not want him getting tattoos until he asked us. He wants to get a tattoo, and he showed me the picture of it. It's an eagle, and in the middle is a circle, and it has what is called, Steve?
Swastika.
The swastika.
You want, your son wants to get a swastika tattoo.
My son...
Ms. Dooley...
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. My son is not a Nazi. My son wants to acknowledge that part of his lineage that was significant in the history of the world.
Ms. Dooley, all right, so what is the dilemma?
Well, I would ordinarily say no to a tattoo. But you know something, Phil? You need to understand... If the Hendry family has been here for hundreds of years, and you might as well have heard a door creak closed for all the significance, I'm sorry if my family has made a difference.
Ms. Dooley, if you call shipping millions of people to their deaths in death camps,
My family was involved in a very pivotal part of history, and I'm just asking, it's a moral dilemma. Should I let him get a tattoo of a swastika with an eagle or not?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. I just have two little problems with it. I mean, I've done genealogy. When I went to college, I did genealogy. First problem is,
I want to make a joke. Can I make a joke? It's not about I dream of Jeannie.
Well, the thing is that...
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's cute.
Can I ask a question? Why is everybody so negative? I don't...
I'm not being negative, but the problem is, the first thing is that you're saying that there are families that they don't even, people don't even know they exist. If God did not think that we can make some small, slight difference, we wouldn't be here. It doesn't matter how insignificant we be.
Yeah.
If there was no significance to us, then we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
First thing.
Right.
Second thing, you are actually thinking that you're 100% famous because your relative was a murderer? Let me tell you something.
Let's be clear. He worked in...
He worked in an office building. He didn't agree with somebody's face. That's it. We are embarrassed to tell about an unwed mother now.
Well, I wouldn't
tell. We're going to sit there and announce that, my relative basically shipped off tons of people just because they didn't like what their religion was.
Well, no, wait a minute.
To kill them.
Of course I'd be embarrassed if I had an unwed. I'm talking about a man who worked in an office building.
He signed papers that shipped people to death camps.
Yeah, he signed people's death warrants because he didn't like their religion.
You know, what I'm hearing here, Brandy, from you and from Phil, your families have existed for hundreds of years, and the wind might have blown a window shut for all the significance that they've had. And we are...
Why are you putting us down? Just because our families are not related to...
Because my family was involved in a major part of history. Are you a mother, Brandy?
I'm sorry?
Are you a mother?
I'm a mother of five children.
What do you think about... My son wants to acknowledge his roots somehow. Do you think a swastika it would be underneath the shirt?
Does it matter?
A tattoo of the...
I have a tattoo.
Well,
is an expression of how you feel.
Well, no, this isn't a white trash
Most of the time.
What do you mean
so
a white...
So basically, he's trying to express that he feels that he is very important because he's a Nazi.
No,
relative.
My son is not a Nazi.
No,
my
but
son...
he is a relative of a Nazi soldier.
Do you understand? I don't know if you've read any history. Do you know who Hitler was?
Who doesn't know who Hitler was?
Who doesn't know who Hitler was?
Well, that was quite a... I'm not talking about a Yosemite Sam tattoo that maybe you've got. I'm talking about... Well, what do you have? What tattoo do you have?
I have a tattoo of my family crest, actually.
Of crest?
Of my family crest.
Your family crest?
Yes.
What is that?
Crest. Crest.
A crest.
C-R-E-S-T.
What is that? What is that? I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
If you're very familiar with genealogy,
that's what the family crest.
Yeah, family crest.
Well, what are you... Family crack? I don't understand what she's saying.
Family crest is the emblem of a family. It's a sign of the family. You know, it's like the Dooley crest. Maybe it's the swastika.
You know, Phil, you can make your jokes. I'm sorry that your family, for all of the significance they've had to history, somebody might have just thought they had to go to the bathroom and let out a brief broccoli fart. How does that make you feel?
You know what? I don't care if my family wasn't famous. I don't give a crap.
I would rather
they not be famous at all than to have a relative that was in charge of freaking shipping people in boxcars.
No doubt.
You know, the two of you, forget it.
I mean, I'm part Russian.
Forget. You're part lesbian.
You know, I know about my family genealogy, that doesn't mean that I'm going to go announce to everybody in the whole nation that, my family members sent thousands of people to their death because they didn't like their religion.
You're part what?
I'm part Russian.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
In fact, some of my great-uncle, great-uncle, who lives in Michigan in Detroit City, actually still speaks with a very heavy Russian accent.
You are charming. Steve, hold on for a minute, Brandy. Steve, you know what she said? Detroit City.
Are you kidding me? Hello? Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Detroit City?
Yes, I did.
Oh, dear.
That is charming. Did you ever hear that song? Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City. from it.
All right, Brandy, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Phil. Thank you
very much. You're a very sweet lady. Family crack. Yeah, your family's crack. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
When your son found out, we're with Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association, part of our American Lifestyle segment. When you found out that you had a member of the German Gestapo in your family tree, you said that that was intimidating to men?
I think Steve found that. I think Justin found that when they find out that we had that kind of Prussian military tradition in our family, they get intimidated by it, yeah. And the other thing is that we are a family. My husband owns his own business. I'm the president of our homeowners association. We're able to direct people and tell them what to do and how to do things. That comes from the strong Prussian.
We're not talking about strong and Prussian.
I know. Phil, you were talking about Nazi this and Nazi that. I know he was a Nazi. Okay, that was then, this is now. Now, I'm a mother that loves her son, and I'm very proud of the wonderful report he did. And I am going to expect, by the way, an A on that report. I've spoken to that teacher. I don't like her. I've never gotten along with her. Her name is Schumacher, I think.
I was going to ask her, what's her name? She's the teacher?
She's the world history teacher. And I will tell you, if she doesn't give my son an A on that report, you know, I'm tempted to go over there and claw her eyes out of her skull. I mean, that's how I feel. That's how good I think this is.
So your son wants to get a swastika tattoo on his shoulder. The next thing you know, he's going to want to shave the sides of his head, want to get some white walls going on, some knee-high boots, and who knows what else.
You thought what it says queer?
What?
My husband, sorry, if you think my son's a homosexual. Because
do I think he's a homosexual? Why did I say, why do you think that?
Well, you're talking about knee-high boots.
That's the way a Nazi dresses.
Well, you're calling, see, Mr. Henry, I think that's very typical. When you're jealous, you want to call a guy a fag.
I'm not jealous. 1-800-449-8686. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I've got to say a couple things. First, you told your children that they're not supposed to be arrogant about it. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Do you realize how arrogant you are about your family?
I'm not arrogant, no.
You're not?
No.
But your family's better than mine?
No, I didn't. I'm saying, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about your family.
Oh, well, if there's nobody that's affected
your
history, your family is more important than mine?
What are you saying about your family? That's a better question.
Okay.
Are you saying your family hasn't made a difference?
My family's made a difference. They raised me. My family maybe hasn't made a difference in the sense of killing a million people, but I would take
I'm
that.
I'm not saying that that was a good thing. I'm saying that it was in the history books.
Sure.
All right. Was your family in the history books?
Actually, Benjamin Franklin was.
Sure.
Are you saying you're related to Benjamin Franklin?
That's correct, yes.
Well,
my family is.
Well, how do you prove something like that? I mean...
Well, how do you prove the Internet, right? Your son did it.
What?
Your son did it.
This was only 40, 50 years ago. We're not talking about 300 years ago or whatever.
That's fine. But that's genealogy. That's how that works. Now,
Benjamin Franklin had a lot of women.
Sure. And you know what? And I bet you he had slaves, too, but I'm not going to get a pro-slavery tattoo.
Well, do you think
we need to understand about your son's tattoo.
Are you black?
No, I'm not.
Well, how do you know? I mean, you might have...
You could have black blood if you knocked, you know, if you had sex.
You could have black
blood. Well, whatever
honestly,
the point is, just go ahead, Joe. What was the point
that,
you
that honestly
make?
Is...
Well, I'm saying...
About
you know,
the tattoo. If you're proud of your family, that's one thing. Maybe get his name tattooed somewhere, but to put a swastika on your arm is about... I mean...
Well, that's the
equivalent of me putting a Ku Klux Klan... tattoo on me, and it's just ignorant. It's
Wait
pure
a minute.
Ignorance.
I thought you said you were black.
No, I said I'm not.
Well, why did you say that Benjamin Franklin had sex with slaves? I don't know.
He didn't say that.
That was your husband.
No, you said that he had slaves, intimating that he automatically would have sex with them.
Even the men.
And so it's possible that you're... Well, you can laugh, but I wouldn't be ashamed. It's possible you are...
So it's possible Joe's got black blood. So what's the point?
But why would he have a Klan tattoo?
Why would your son have a Nazi tattoo if he's not a Nazi?
Because, no, it's a different thing, Joe. The Klan is anti-black. The Nazi
okay.
tattoo would mean that his... Anyway,
oh, okay, I understand your point, sure.
So, Benjamin Franklin, now who is he?
All right,
Are you a Canadian?
Am I a comedian?
Are you a Canadian?
Canadian? No, absolutely not.
Well, what's the accent I detect?
Minnesota.
Oh, that's right, Steve.
Pretty close, but yeah.
Sounds like it, too.
What's that?
All right, okay, Joe, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686.
Yep. Are all the Canadians like that?
Like what?
Like him?
He was from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
Well, a little, you know, slow.
Let's go over to Tom on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I didn't know that I was going to be rude.
Tom, go ahead.
John or Tom?
Tom, sir. T-O-M?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hi, this is Tom. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. My name's Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm her husband, sir.
Go on. I guess I'm really upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
That, Bobby, right?
Yes. My husband's first cousin was a man named Matthias Krieg.
Right.
Who was with Department B-4 in Berlin during World War II.
Okay.
And we just found out and everything. So it's really interesting.
And it is. It's always interesting to find a part of your genealogy. Frank, am I allowed to say my last name, or should I not do that since I...
Hold on for a minute, Tom. I want to sound the way you're sounding right now on that phone.
Oh, quit it, will you? The gentleman's cell phone is breaking up a little bit, Tom.
I'm going to be right here. I'm not moving.
All right, okay.
Don't move.
Should I say my last name or not?
Does it matter?
It probably doesn't, but it shows that I come from a famous family.
Oh,
and,
you do? All right. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Should I do it or not?
Yeah, go ahead. You can
That's
say
it. My name's Tom Smothers, Jr.
Okay, so your father is the comic Tom Smothers.
Yeah, he's my dad, and Uncle Dick's my uncle, and they're great guys.
Okay.
And
your Uncle Dick?
Yeah, that's my Uncle Dick, and my dad's Tom.
You know, it's funny. You can almost say Tom, Dick, and then you can do that joke.
You could.
But I don't want to.
That's gone.
Right.
My dad and my uncle are good Christian people.
Yes, sir.
And my dad married a wonderful Jewish woman who was my mother. They were divorced when I was two. And
are you currently divorced?
I'm not married. I'm junior. I'm not married.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to make a comment here, Bobby. And
go right ahead, sir.
And what I'm trying to say is, well, I'm real glad my dad's just a real nice guy, and he tried to change the world back in the 60s and do good for the planet, and so did my uncle.
Well, sir, if you want to plug your father's career,
Would you let this gentleman finish what he's saying?
I don't want to talk about his career. I just want to show you the background of him. And my Jewish side, all relatives were killed by the Nazis, okay? Now, on my dad's side, we have a ranch called Rimmick Ridge Ranch. Well, Rimmick is German. And I can guarantee you, our German relatives that are part of the Smothers family would want nothing to do with having a swastika on their...
Well, no, but here's the...
On any member's family arm, it's a sign of hatred.
Yeah, you know what would be...
mass murder.
Have you ever looked into this?
And oppression and right. a fascism.
Do you
and
know
not
what,
a democracy.
You know what would be fascinating to look into? Your mother's Jewish, your father has German blood, correct?
Absolutely, sir.
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out if anyone from your father's family put anyone into a boxcar from your mother's side, you know? In other words...
Oh, come on.
No,
What's
that,
six?
Hey, Tom?
Something our family would be highly... upset about, ashamed of. We wouldn't want to advertise it.
No, but what if you did a genealogy report just for high, you know, like one of your kids said, hey, Dad, I found out that, you know, our second cousin was Hermann Göring or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something that you would at least raise a glass to? I mean, are you saying...
Raise a glass to it?
No, I wouldn't, man.
Isn't your father in the wine business? You think, you know, you'd think if you come from money, you could afford a good cell phone, but I guess that's...
No, I'm talking about fame and influence.
Yeah. Hey,
and
Tom.
Two different things. There's doing good for the world and there's doing bad. And I can understand why you might be interested in this. But to understand that a swastika is the wrong thing. Please don't do that. It's not something to be
We're
proud of. Get an iron cross. Jeez, do something.
61.
It's horrible.
I did too. But when the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles, that was the end of it for me.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have just a couple of more minutes with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Yeah, Bobby?
I wanted to just mention that we are very proud of our segment on American Lifestyles, and that we do have an agreement with the production team that oversees our segment. That our theme music is played, and I'm sorry I had to...
I'm sorry. If you could roll that. Forgive me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association. Recently, my son Justin was doing a study of genealogy, and we have found out, and we don't want to get too puffed up about this, that one of my husband's cousins was a Matthias Krieg. He was the number three man with the Gestapo's B4 department in the Third Reich, responsible for Jewish affairs. Those are the people that ultimately did ship people to concentration camps, and we're not proud of that part. We're not proud of that part. We are proud. We're not really proud of any of that, but it's kind of neat that our family was in the history book. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't know that you were finished.
Yes, I'm done.
Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bill?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen. What's your guest name?
My name is Bobby, and my husband Steve is here.
Hello, sir.
Listen, Bobby. Your second cousin didn't ship German typewriters. He was shipping human bodies. Do you understand that?
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I read up on it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, have you visited the Holocaust Museum lately?
Lately? Well,
yeah.
It's not like I hang out there. I don't know what you mean. Lately.
Well, I think maybe you should take... What's your son's name?
His name is Justin.
That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea.
Maybe Justin, you should take a little trip through the Holocaust.
Oh, no.
You know... Now, well, Justin, with your parental skills, Bobby, he'll fit right
hold
in
on,
with that
hold on.
Tattoo
Will you turn
because
that
in the prison
hold on,
they
Bill,
have a whole section of people like him.
I'm Bobby, too.
Hold on for a minute. Turn that music off, please. I was interfered. It was an interference thing, Bill. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, with Justin's tattoo will fit in well
too.
In prison. That's probably where he's going to end up with this kind of parent.
Bill, say that again because we had a production problem. Music was playing over top of you.
I said that Justin will fit right in prison with
Bobby
that tattoo.
The Westernist.
Forgive me, sir. I'm going to put everything on hold but you. Say that one more time.
Justin, with the parental skills that he has, will fit in fine in prison. That's where he's going to end up with these two as leadership role models.
My son isn't a parent.
He's a what?
He's not a parent. You said with the parental skills he has.
Yeah, well, I think he's gonna end up in prison, I said, and his tattoo will fit right in with the other skinheads.
But he doesn't have any children. I don't understand what that meant.
The gentleman means, with the parenting that he's had...
That my son's going to go to prison?
With the direction you seem to be leading, why don't you get him a tattoo that says Mom right under that, or Bobby, and, have a tattoo of that, have the KK, have your name surrounded by all the hate groups in the world. I think that'd be refreshing, touching, don't you think?
Well, I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but
no.
I suggest...
No, I'm not.
That...
No, he's not being sarcastic. Are you crazy?
Who, me?
Yes!
You know, I came on your program, Mr. Hendry, with the best of faith, to talk about how my son, Justin, in his genealogy report. And I don't know what your last name is, Bill, but I'm sure no one's ever heard of you.
My relative's Francis Scott Key. Francis Scott Key, you know, and I'm sure I've got
oh,
some...
Oh, sure.
My,
and the other
my
guy,
relatives were grave diggers also in Germany historically,
Scott
but
and
I don't,
the other
I don't
guy was,
tell too many people that.
The other guy was Benjamin Franklin. Next thing you know, I'll get a call from someone who's George Washington Jr.
Lots of luck.
Will you shut that music off before I vomit?
I'm Bobby Dooley.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I got to just tell you something. I really apologize. If you go to our website, you wouldn't know where to look to find that Channel 28 piece that I was just referring to. Now, if you click on Phil Drives to Work Part 8, which is at the bottom of the show log, that will take you to the place where the video archive is. However, you wouldn't know where to find that if you went to our homepage because our menu we're still working on. Apparently, we've been working on it now for going on 4 years. But under archive, there's supposed to be a drop-down menu, but that you don't see the drop-down menu until you actually get to the archive page. You know, it's like... Anyway, so under archive, it says shows, character clips, video. Click on that, and then you'll see video. And you know what? Never mind. Don't do it. Don't go there because you'll just want to go ahead and kill that kid you've got tied up in the basement.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.